We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
A lot of good scrimmage work tonight under the lights at Milan Puskar Stadium. The team got started around 6 o'clock and wrapped up a little bit after 8 o'clock. Big 12 officials were on hand. About 75 plays this evening, most of those with the ones and the twos with the threes. Getting a little bit of work toward the end of the scrimmage. The defense set the tone early. Vandarius Cowan with a pressure leading to an Alonzo Adai pick that turned into a touchdown. Adai also coming up with a couple of pass breakups. But Jared Dagey really bounced back and had a strong finish to the scrimmage. By my count, completing 14 straight passes, including a couple touchdown throws to Sam James and to Sean Ryan. Garrett Green with the twos probably had the prettiest hookup of the day, completing a long touchdown pass down the far sideline to true freshman Caden Prather. Backup linebacker Jarrett Bartlett produced a couple of sacks with the twos. Penn State transfer Lance Dixon coming up with a nice tackle for a loss on a third and short play. And late in the scrimmage, Illinois State transfer Charles Woods dropped back into coverage and made a nice interception on a Garrett Green pass. Penalties, which Neil Brown talked about on the first scrimmage, by my count, about halved today, so they're making progress there. Afterwards, I caught up with Coach Neil Brown, and this is what he had to say.
It was a good night. You know, we had a few people in the stands with our 1891 club was here. And so they got a little feel of playing in front of a group. You know, the second half of our first game is going to be under the lights, so we felt like it was important to get some work here. You know, I thought our defense really started fast. That's the best they've started in any of our 11-on-11 work. But I was really proud of the offense, especially Jared Dagey. Had a slow start, but really rebounded and played well from the last two thirds of the scrimmage.
I counted 14 straight completions from Jared to finish up.
Yeah, and I think that shows maturity. I think it shows some real mental toughness because threw a bad interception early on, and I just thought he handled himself like a guy that's played a lot of football in his career, which he has. So that was positive.
You mentioned defense. Adai looked like he was pretty active out there. He had to pick, but he also had a couple of pass breakups.
Yeah, I thought this was the best day for him in camp. He thought he played well. made a couple nice plays on the ball. Also had some nice fits in the run game, and he did. He showed up, and that's good. That's good. He was a difference maker for us last year, and that's the expectation this year too.
And then on that pick, Cowan was the guy pressured and forced the interception.
Yeah, he did. He did. VD is starting to play like he's capable of, you know, and it's really building off the spring. You know, he's becoming more consistent, which is what we need him to do. And we're starting to feel better about that position with him and Jared and Linnell. All three of them are doing some positive things.
Notice more situations, like third and four, that type of thing. Was that part of the design for the scrimmage today?
Well, we had a whole Big 12 crew here.
Okay.
And I think when you have full officiating crew, I think it's really good to get some work in those situations. We did third down. We did goal line. We did a four-minute, and then we did a couple different two-minute situations because it's important. You know, there's always some things that are going to happen that you can't simulate in a practice situation when you have officials here, and we had those, and we'll get them corrected on the video.
And by my count, probably about halved official or penalties, more than you wanted, but less than you had the first time.
Yeah, we're getting better.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're getting better, and we'll have another crew here on Tuesday, and we'll hope to continue to decrease those as we go through, you know, our last 14 days of prep.
All right, last thing here, recovery day tomorrow, and then Tuesday's your next big day before you start.
Yeah, and really what we're going to do is we're going to be back here under the lights, student appreciation. So we hope to get a good student crew here. I really believe that students set the tone in a stadium, and we really missed having them last year, and so we're looking forward to getting them back in our stadium. You know, our Maniac crew does a tremendous job. And so we're going to host the students on Tuesday night, and we'll line up. We won't tackle or anything, but we're going to play some situational and tag off and continue to get ready for Maryland. That'll be our last really camp night.
And then Wednesday, Maryland.
Yeah, Wednesday start on Maryland. That's all right.
And that was Coach Neil Brown. Tomorrow, the Mountaineers are planning a recovery day, and we'll also have a walkthrough. Tuesday's the next big day for the Mountaineers with some scrimmage work planned that day, although Neil Brown indicated that they probably won't be tackling much on that day. They will get to practice in front of the Mountaineer Maniacs, so that will be the next day to circle on your calendar. And then Wednesday, all Maryland prep, getting ready for the season opener on Saturday, September 4th, over in College Park, Maryland, against the Terrapins. That's today's practice report. I'm John Antonik, and thanks for listening.